Social Development Minister Sisisi Tolashe told Parliament in February that she had received a pretty big present. Two brand new luxury SUVs valued at around R1 million together. She never declared these cars as gifts, as MPs are supposed to under law. But Tolashe said that she didn't have to, because she didn't take the cars personally. They were donations for the ANC Women's League, of which she is the president. Just one problem. I found out that the ANC Women's League had no idea what Minister Tolashe was talking about. I'm Rebecca Davis, senior journalist at Daily Maverick. Action SA MP Deraline James submitted a parliamentary question to Social Development Minister Sisisi Tolashe in December 2025, asking what had become of two luxury 4x4 vehicles Tolashe was rumored to have received in late 2023 from officials representing a foreign government.
Last year, December, I recall this, that we posed the question to the minister pertaining to the vehicles, the donation.
Tolashe ignored it. Ministers are legally required to respond to parliamentary questions within 10 working days. She did not. James refused to give up. She resubmitted the question when Parliament reopened in 2026, and this time Tolashe replied.
Yeah. We posed the same question, I think it was in February, again to her, to which she responded. And earlier on when you opened up, you said she allegedly lied. There's nothing allegedly here. We have it in black and white, her response. The minister lied about the vehicles being a donation to the ANC.
She deeply regretted the delay, she wrote. She deeply respected Parliament's constitutional role in accountability. She didn't deny that those 4x4s had been donated, but said they went to the ANC Women's League. So I started asking questions. I contacted the ANC Women's League treasurer, Makwene Letsoa Mataye. She told me she did not know of any car owned or registered by the Women's League. The ANC treasurer, Dr. Gwen Ramakgopa, said she had no knowledge of the matter either. It seemed quite clear that these vehicles, allegedly donated by Chinese officials on the understanding that they would go to the ANC Women's League, had never reached the ANC. So where were they? I had one important clue, a leaked photograph of the two cars after Tolashe allegedly took possession of them. The photograph showed two Bike Beijing X55 SUVs, one white, one yellow, Chinese-made vehicles. Each retails for between R400,000 and R500,000 new. I traced the cars using their license plate details. Records showed that on the 19th of December 2023, both vehicles were released from a Pretoria-based dealership called Squad Cars, which owns a bike franchise in the city. On the 15th of April 2024, the ownership of both cars changed. The white SUV was registered to N. Tolashe, Naniletu Tolashe, the minister's son. The yellow SUV was registered to K. Tolashe, Kanisa Tolashe, the minister's daughter. Neither car was linked to any vehicle financing when the Tolashe children took ownership. My sources, who had worked closely with Tolashe in her former role as deputy women's minister, told me the donation appeared to have been made between October and December 2023 by or through the Chinese embassy in Pretoria, under then-ambassador Chen Zhaodong. The cars, they said, were supposed to be for the use of the ANC Women's League. I attempted repeatedly to contact the Chinese embassy about this, but they were saying nothing. Bike South Africa told me it had no knowledge of any donation from the manufacturer to the Women's League or to Tolashe. Now, the law is clear on this, as I confirmed with the Electoral Commission. If the cars were truly donated to the Women's League, their combined value means they would have had to have been reported in the ANC's political party funding disclosures. If Tolashe kept them as personal gifts, the Executive Ethics Code requires disclosure of all gifts above 350 rand. The Code of Ethical Conduct governing MPs sets a similar threshold. Ministers are prohibited from using their position to enrich themselves or improperly benefit any other person. Now, none of this disclosure appears to have happened. And the picture that emerges is the following. A cabinet minister appears to have accepted close to 1 million rands worth of vehicles from foreign officials. She told Parliament they were donated to an arm of her political party. That party has no record of ever receiving them. The cars were, instead, quietly registered in her children's names for their personal use. I offered Tolashe the opportunity to respond. She did not, so I put the question to you directly. Can Minister Sisisi Tolashe offer an alternative explanation? She will need to come up with one soon, because ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told me that the ANC's Integrity Commission will be summoning Tolashe to appear before it and account for the missing cars.